And now we want to look in Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13, and we want to read one verse, but we're going to be turning to a few different verses throughout the Bible. But we've titled the message, just taken from this verse, Christ's Abiding Presence. Christ's Abiding Presence. And of course, many times this verse that we're reading this morning is quoted. Many of you know them, at least the latter part of this verse. We know it by heart. We've quoted it ourselves. We've claimed it ourselves. And so this morning we want to spend some time just thinking about this as we go into the new year. And so let's begin reading this morning. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. The Bible says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Christ's Abiding Presence. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We do pray for those that are sick. We've got so many on our prayer list, and many that's not on our prayer list that's dealing with sicknesses and just this time of year of these colds and so on. We pray for them. And Lord, we pray for those that are struggling. We pray for those that have burdens, that's just dealing with life changes. We pray for them. And Lord, we do pray for those that don't know Christ as their personal Savior. Lord, will you help them to realize, and will you, Lord, just convict them to cause them to see their need to be saved. But Lord, we just thank you for our time together this morning, and we just pray that you'll help us. May we look into your word this morning and find encouragement, find help, find strength. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Christ's Abiding Presence. You know, a lot of times we spend time with at a funeral or go to a funeral service. And many times it's mentioned in a funeral service, especially for a believer. It's mentioned that especially if they've gone through some sicknesses or gone through some things in their life that, these sicknesses eventually take their life. And then we make mention the fact that they're in the presence of the Lord. We make mention that they're in heaven. We make mention that based upon the promises of God's word, then there's no more sickness, there's no more pain, there's no more sorrow, there's none of these things that we deal with in this life. But most importantly, even though we think about seeing our loved ones, most importantly, we think about seeing Jesus. And so every believer not only should have the understanding of being with Christ throughout eternity, there should also be an understanding this morning that we have a present promise as well. We have a present promise as well, and we can be encouraged, and we can find encouragement each and every moment and each and every day for a believer. We too have Christ's presence. Because the Bible says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Now, no doubt in 2025, no doubt there'll be challenges. There'll be changes. There'll be things that happen in our life just like it did in 2024. Now, these changes can be good. These changes can be bad. These changes can be planned. And these changes can be unplanned. But there is an understanding this morning, or should be an understanding, that no matter what 2025 brings us, whether it be encouraging things or even discouraging things, no matter what changes take place, no matter what hardships might bring in any kind of way, we know we won't be alone. We know we won't be alone. And we can understand that what we have in Christ's presence is this. We have stability, although the world changes. and circumstance changes. We have hope, although it seems like sometimes in certain situations one might think hope has been lost. We have peace even in the midst of turmoil because we have peace with Jesus. And we can have joy even in the midst of turmoil because of Christ's presence. You see, it's so important that we understand this morning and that we grab a hold of this morning and that we're reminded that no matter what it is, we still have Christ's presence. Because the Bible tells us, I will never leave thee nor forsake us. So no matter what we face as a believer, we have this promise and we can hold to this promise. We have hope like no other. You know, religion doesn't give you hope, but Jesus gives you hope. Religion doesn't give you peace, but Jesus gives you peace. Religion doesn't give you understanding, but Jesus can give you understanding. You know, there's times in my life, and I'm sure that you would say the same thing, that there's times in your life there's going to be some things that you wonder why it happened this way. Or why did it happen that way? And you think to yourself, well, what good can come out of these things? Well, if we understand Christ and if we understand the whole picture of life, Christ wants what's best for us. And we have His presence. To know the Lord is knowing with us, to know the Lord and knowing that He is with us, we know that we're not alone. Although sometimes we feel alone. We know that we have understanding, even though sometimes we seem to have no understanding. We know to have Christ with us, we sometimes feel misunderstood, but He understands everything. You see, that's the promise that we have in Jesus. That's the promise that we have in His presence. That's what we go grab a hold of this morning is when the Bible says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is a promise. That is a promise. So this morning I want to look at just two things about this part of this verse. And so let's begin with the fact that it is a promise. We have that promise. You know, this promise is not a new promise. This promise is actually quite old when it comes to the presence of the Lord. And so I want to take you through some passages in the Old Testament, and I want to take you through where the Bible tells us that His presence is real. And so in Genesis chapter 8, verse 15, and this is pertaining to Jacob, the Bible says, and behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And I will bring thee again unto this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. You see, this promise that we have before us this morning is not a new promise. It was mentioned dealing with Jacob. Now, what about Moses? Moses had the same promise. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. The Bible says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doeth good with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. You see, even in the life of Moses, there was a promise that was given. There was a promise that was given. Well, what about Joshua? Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. The Bible says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. It goes on to say, with that encouragement, and I have to read verse 6, even that wasn't a planned verse, but I look down at it and say, because of his presence, the Bible says, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide in inheritance the land which I will swear unto the fathers to give them. Only be strong and courageous, that thou mayest deserve to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from me the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper in whatsoever thou goest. You see that everything leads from that promise. Everything leads from the fact that it says, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee. So Joshua had that promise. So we see this in Jacob. We see this in Moses. We see this in Joshua. And we even see it in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, you see, he said to his people through Isaiah, we see this verse in chapter 41, verse 10. The Bible says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, and I will help thee, yea, and I will uphold thee in the right hand of my righteousness. You see, promise after promise is the fact that the Lord will not forsake us. Promise after promise, we find encouragement no matter what we might face in the year to come. We have that promise and we can hold on to that promise and we can find peace in that promise to know that the Lord will not forsake us. You see, the Lord Jesus himself said this in a most significant way. He said this in a most significant way. We see this in Matthew chapter 28. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. You see, we have a promise this morning. What is it about this promise that we see this morning? What is it about this promise that is so important to us this morning? When we say the words, I will not leave thee nor forsake thee, what is it about this promise? Well, there's three things in this promise that I want to make mention of. And first, and we've tried to do it this morning already, and that is this. He made it very clear. He made it very clear that he would not leave us. He made it very clear that he would not forsake us. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have challenges. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have trials. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have tribulations. It doesn't mean we're not going to have sicknesses. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have difficulties in our life. Because you see, we're living in this world and we're living in a sin-cursed world. And yes, we're living in this world and we're living life, but we can rest assured this morning that in living this world, we have help. And we have one that will never leave us nor forsake us. So it's very clear that in this life, things are uncertain. But it's also very clear in this life, there are some things that are certain. And that is the fact that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. You see, that's certain this morning. Growing up, and I've told you this before, but growing up, we moved many times. We didn't know growing up in my life all of us, all my sisters except for my oldest, I guess, but all my sisters and so on, we went to all kinds of different schools because based upon where we lived in the area we lived in North Carolina, we were always moving around. So growing up, we moved many times, and things became uncertain. At my age, I wondered if I would get through the school year, and if I would have to go to a new school. Well, any of you that have moved around and changed different schools, there's always uncertainty because you have new friends, you have to meet new friends, you have to have new teachers, a new school, different things are just different, different area, all things are kind of different. And so with that uncertainty, things changed. Houses changed. You really never could really stockpile anything because you couldn't afford to move it. So it was just a lot of uncertainty, a lot of changes. And sometimes, we didn't like the changes. There was times that as we moved in different places, I guess it was for a little while, we moved about every 2 years or so, as my father was looking for work. But there were some things that we didn't like. When we lived in the mountains where I was raised, this time of year it was always cold. When we moved down east, around the tobacco fields and around the cornfields, and so that's all you could see in the house that we lived in. There was corn and tobacco all around us, and it was down east and it was always hot. And so there was always something, that was a change. There was always something that we might not have liked. But I can tell you this, although there was some areas that we didn't like growing up, and there were some things that we didn't like, I can tell you wholeheartedly this morning that my dad did everything he could to provide for his family. And I can give you wholeheartedly the message this morning that the Lord's going to take care of you no matter what you face. The Lord's going to take care of you no matter what you face. Because this promise is clear. The promise is so clear that we can rejoice. The promise is so clear that we can rejoice knowing that we're in the presence of the Lord even now. Knowing that He's with us. Knowing that we have the Holy Spirit that can help us, that can direct us, that can encourage us, that can make intercession for us. The Lord making intercession for us. In all these things, we can be encouraged no matter what we face in 2025. The promise is clear. The promise is also so clear that we can say thank you. The promise is so clear that we can say thank you. Thank you for the promise that we have right now. We can tell the Lord, thank you for the promise that we have right now. I don't know if you're like I was, but I don't know that I ever really said to my dad, thank you for the sacrifice. I don't know that I actually ever said, because he died at such an early age. He died in his sleep, and I was a teenager. And I don't know that I ever said, thank you for taking care of us. I don't know that I ever said, thank you for providing for us, even though you had sleepless nights. And even though we had to move around a whole lot, you were doing your best to provide for the family. I don't know if I ever said thank you. But I don't want to be guilty of not thanking the Lord for what He's doing for us every day. I don't want to be guilty of not thanking the Lord for that provision that we have. I don't want to be guilty of not thanking the Lord for His presence. I don't want to be guilty of not thanking Him for the Bible verse that says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Do you realize when it says, I will not forsake thee, means that He will not turn His back on us. We need to be thankful. We need to tell Him, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that promise that we have. I don't want to be guilty of not rejoicing of the presence of the Lord, because He makes it clear that He'll be with us. That promise is clear. That promise also is certain. Not only is that promise clear, but that promise is certain. You know, life is uncertain. There's nothing about life that is certain other than the fact that when we give up, get up, and we're breathing. You know, how many of you have gone to bed and you felt pretty good and you get up and you feel rotten? There's a lot of nods. How many of you went to bed and you get up and there's things hurting that didn't hurt when you went to bed? How many of you have gotten up and you had your day planned and you had these things and you say, I'm going to get this done today, and you never got to it because of the uncertainties that you had to deal with? You see, that's where life is. The life is full of uncertainties. But this promise is absolutely sure for a believer. This promise is, there's no uncertainties whether He's going to be with us or not. It's certain. It's certain that He's going to be with us. It's the Lord that's giving the promise that He'll be with us. And the reason that this promise is certain is because it deals with the Lord. It doesn't deal with us. It doesn't deal with this world. It doesn't deal with these bodies. It doesn't deal with anything to do with us, but is everything to dealing with Him. And His promises are certain. He's going to be with us today. He's going to be with us tomorrow. And He's going to be with us every single day that we're living. That's the certainty, and that's the promise that we have. You see, this is our sure rock. Our sure rock on which we plant our feet. The childhood song that says a wise man built his house upon the sand and the rains came down and washed it all about. But the wise man built his house upon the rock and it withstood the rock. It withstood the rains. It withstood the storms. You see, this is a promise that we have that will stand no matter what we face. This is a promise that will stand no matter what storms come our way. This is a promise that will stand no matter what life brings us, even though it's full of uncertainty, it's full of disappointments, it's full of heartaches, it's full of hardships. It's still a promise that we can cling to, that we have that certainty in. Number three of this promise is this. It makes it comforting. It makes it comforting. Notice the words in this verse where it says this. The Bible says, "For He hath said." Notice that word, He. And then notice just a few words beyond that where it says, "I will never leave thee." Notice that relationship of He and thee. There's a relationship there. There's a bond there because it's He and it's thee. And let's make it personal. Let's make it personal this morning. It is He and us. It is He and me. It's personal as you were the only one that He was talking to. It's personal as in you're the only one that He's talking to. You see, when you're at home and when you're struggling with life problems and we're not here in the sanctuary and we're not here together and you're at home and you're alone and maybe it's in the middle of the night, maybe it's through the day, and you're struggling with something and you're struggling with a burden or you're struggling with difficulties and you think to yourself, I don't know if anyone understands. I don't know if anyone understands what I'm going through. I don't know if anyone understands the difficulties. I don't know if anyone understands. And sometimes you feel alone. Well, I can tell you this morning that the Lord understands. He understands this morning. He and thee. You see, He pledged His word for you and for me. We may fail in this life. We may fail and we may come up short in this life, but He will never fail. And He will never come up short. We just must hold to that promise. And we must focus on that promise. So number one was the promise. Number two is the precept. Notice the word for. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Think of that word for. The word is saying, because He is with you, He will never leave you. Certain things should be a result. Certain things should be a result. It's a little different than going to a doctor and you tell the doctor, you've got a pain somewhere. And the doctor runs some tests on you and really can't find anything. They'll run MRIs and CAT scans and maybe you've got a hurt somewhere. You're hurting somewhere. And they run all kinds of tests to try to find this pain, try to find out what's wrong. And they say, well, really based on our test, you shouldn't be hurting. And you look at him and say, or her, whoever the case may be, you look at the doctor and you say, but I do. Well, they'll say, well, I don't know what else to do. And you leave there kind of empty and you don't know what. So then you start looking for things yourself and you try to do things yourself and so on and so forth. Well, when we have this promise that the Lord's going to be with us, that the Lord's not going to forsake us, when we have this promise and we have this certainty in this precept, the Bible tells us some things that it gives us. It isn't like going to a doctor and you're telling the doctor, I hurt somewhere and he can't find anything or she can't find anything and they'll say, well, I don't know what else to do. It isn't that kind of a situation. It's the fact that understanding the Lord will be with us, understanding the Lord will not forsake us, understanding the promise that we have, understanding all these things, there's some things that should happen in this precept, and that one is we should be content. We should be content. Notice what it says in verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. You see, having that promise and having that understanding that He'll never leave us nor forsake us should bring a contentment to us. It should bring a contentment to us. And there's a verse that I think of that we read many times. There's actually a passage that I want to read to you. And I want you to, as I read this, I want you to answer this question. Is this psalmist content with life? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I'll read that again. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, that's the walk of life. But when you read that psalm in the context of where this verse tells us to be content with such things you have, you see, that's the understanding that He's going to be with us, that He's not going to forsake us. That's a precept that we should be content. Something else that we should be, and that is we should be confident. You see, this promise gives us confidence. It gives us confidence to get up every day. It gives us confidence to live in this world, in this wicked world. It gives us confidence that no matter what we face, the Lord's going to help us. He's going to be there with us. And verse 6 says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. You see, that's the confidence that we have by that understanding, I will never leave thee nor forsake us, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You see, that's the confidence that we have. We can be content knowing that He's with us. We can be confident knowing He's with us. The Lord is my helper. Now, I'm grateful this morning that the Lord's my helper. He's helped me do a lot of things that I didn't feel like doing. He's helped me do a lot of things that I just knew I couldn't do myself. And He's helped me in life, just like He has you. He's also, the Lord is on my side. He goes to say, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You know, man's limited. Man's limited. Man could very easily, we see the tragedy that took place on New Year's Eve, the tragedy where somebody, ran over several people. And the thing about it is it's tragedy, and man is limited on what they can do. Man can do something tragic as that, but I can rest assured, based upon what this Bible says, that although there might be a life taken, He cannot take you if you're a child of God. You see, we're in that presence of the Lord. We can have that confidence. And we can have courage this morning to face whatever's before us. I remember when we were just going into high school, and I guess it was the first year that we were in officially high school, the principal had all the freshmen gather in the auditorium, and he was just kind of telling you about what high school would be like and so on and so forth. But I remember him saying this. I remember him saying this, and it just sticks with me even today, even this many years ago. I remember him saying, he said, you know, because I think there was about 200 or so of us, a little over 200. But he said this. He said, you know, he said you're going to be faced with a lot of things. And he said, it's sad, but there's a very good chance that someone won't graduate. In other words, someone would leave this world before you ever get to graduate. And I remember thinking to myself, well, I hope it's not me. And I remember thinking to myself, well, how does he know that? But you know, he was right. There was at least one, if not others, that never graduated high school. So I'm going to make a statement this morning, and I'll make it to myself as well. There's going to be struggles that we have in this life. And there's going to be struggles that we have in 2025. And there's going to be things that we're going to be dealing with that we never asked for, that we didn't want, and that we didn't want any part of. But I can promise you this morning, no matter what it is, the Lord's going to help us. And the Lord's going to be with us. Based upon the promise that we have in the Word of God this morning, we can have confidence this morning, and we can face whatever it is with courage. Because the Bible says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then lastly this morning, in the precepts, we can be content, we can be confident, and we can be calm. We can be calm. The Bible says, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. No fear of man. No fear of what man can do. One of man's greatest fears, I believe, is to be alone. One of man's greatest fears is to be alone. Man can leave you. Man can abandon you. Man can fail you. But the Lord will never leave you nor forsake thee. To realize this can be a calmness in every situation. To realize this and to hold on to this promise, it can be a calmness in every situation. You see, this morning, we have His abiding presence as we face this thing called life. We have His abiding presence. May we pray this morning. Father, we thank You for this promise that we have. And as we face life, as we face this year, as we face the future, help us to cling to that promise that You'll never leave us nor forsake us. Help us, Lord, to understand the promise. And Lord, as we understand that promise, help us to live that promise. Father, help us to never be guilty of not thanking You for that promise. So Father, as we have this invitation, if there's someone that just needs to come and pray, And for nothing else, just to thank you. Father, I pray that they'll come. If there's someone here this morning that's struggling with life, that needs to cling to that promise, I pray that they'll come. And if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, we know that's where hope begins, in Jesus. We ask that you bless our invitation this morning and have your will and way. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.